All right, we're in Simikov Pei Dalid at the end of Siv Beis. Siv Beis introduced us to the concept of Prisha Samach Levesta, that when a woman has a Vesta, it's the time she expects to see, which was typically Kavua in the time of Chazal, that a woman has to be Pirish Aina Samach Levesta. She has to be Pirish for, the Mechaber said, for one Aina, which is a day or the night, whatever the case might be. There are a couple of Shittas HaRishayim that are significant. Last week we talked about the Arzarua, which is well known. That's quoted here in the Shach and Taz. But the Arzarua holds that a person has to be Pirish not only the Veses in which she sees, but the previous 12 hours as well. And that's the Oinus Arzarua. We learned last week that the Kudus HaKesef explained that when a woman is Kavua for a certain minute of the day, the Aina Samach Levesta is that whole 12-hour period. But Bizman HaZeh, she's Kavua for, if she's Kavua, she's Kavua for a different choice in that time. So the Aina Samach Levesta is the 12 hours earlier. And that's why, like Dar Zerua, it turns out that a woman who's also, let's say she's Kavua every 30th day, so by day, so she's also Mekar Adin on the 30th day, the day itself. And outside of Sar Zerua, the 12 hours period prior, which is the night before. She's Kavua for night, the day before. Which means, essentially, that she's also Labaila 24 hours instead of 12 hours. When she has a Ves Kavua.
Today, where it's more
Eina Kavua,
so the Aina should be longer.
Today, where it's Eina Kavua, so we're Chayshish for Eina Beinanis, for Lamin Alamin Aleph. So the Arzarua Shita would add 12 hours to that Eina Beinanis. Yeah, if she's not Kavua at all, then there should be no Kumra at all. A woman who's not Kavua, there's no Prisha Samach Levesta. She should be totally mutter, but we have the Chazal with Machmir to consider the Aina Beinanis, the average Aina, that she's Machmir. Okay. So it really comes out, according to Arzarua, if you know you Lamed and Lamed Aleph, which I think is the conventional minig in the United States, then in a regular month you're also Lamed and Lamed Aleph. If you add the Arzarua to both, your Osir turns out 48 hours consecutively. The Lamed with the Arzarua before, Lamed Aleph with the Arzarua before. And that's, of course, besides the Yom HaFlog.
Why
is it
the United States?
The United States is more of a cholent of Minhagim. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, I get Hanukkah time, I always get a call from Yerushalayim about where to light the menorah. In the beginning, I used to ask the guys from Taravadas who go to Israel to learn. So I asked them, "You're in Yerushalayim, what are you calling me? You know, you have all the Paiskei Hadar there." So they tell me, Bezeh HaLoshen, they say, here at Israel, where to light the menorah is ahak. That's the word. It's ahak. Ahak means that it's very complicated. Because there are shittas that different groups have, and there's no blending of the shittas that took place here in America. Now, here in America, Ramosha held stark of the Chavis, of Lamed Aleph, Fayin Abedinis. The Shach holds Lamed, everyone's Machman Lamed. So here in America, we're Machman Lamed Aleph. There, it's Israel, I'm told that different places have different minhag. So what I mentioned is we had a question. If the Issa Prisha Samach Levesta is only Bia, or even Chibuk V'Nishuk, the Shach and Taz argued if there's an Issa Chibuk V'Nishuk as well. So I mentioned that for the Arzaruas, added 12 hours, you don't have to be Machmir Chibuk V'Nishuk. It's enough to be Machmir on the Issa Bia itself. But I think the minig is the 48 hours.
No. Or
48. Because let's say she saw by day. So you count 30, 31. So now the Iker Aina is 30 days later, 31 days later, that day. you add 12 hours earlier to each. So she saw Yom Lamed and the night before, which is 24 hours. Yom Lamed Aleph and the night before, which is 24 hours. They're consecutive, so it turns out to be 48. 48 hours. No, you don't add 12 hours to the Arzarua. The Arzarua is the 12 hours. If she's used to seeing by night, so then you also by night, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, the 12 hours before, which is the previous day. Okay, now this is the Oynas Arzarua. Alright, so the question was, is Lamed Aleph Tali if it's Chasar or Mole? So you have to know that even in those communities that only are Noyag Lamed and not Lamed Aleph, they also, everybody holds of Yom HaChodesh being Aser, the same day of the Hebrew month being Aser the next month. Now, since we alternate between months that are Chasar and Mole, so every other month, Lamed Aleph is the Yom HaChodesh anyway. The Yom HaChodesh always comes out the 30th or 31st day. So that, even someone says, I'm not Noyag Lamed and Lamed Aleph, I'm only Noyag Lamed. So someone has such a minhag to be Noyag only Lamed, there's still 6 months a year Noyag Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Because when it's Yom HaChodesh, everyone's Noyag Lamed Aleph. That's Ikar Adin Yom HaChodesh.
So,
and there's Arzura, presumably, we assume it's on everything. What? Yes, if you have a 30-day month, then it's the 31st day. If you have a 29-day month, then it's the 30th day. Okay, so this is the Dainas Arzarua. Now, what? When I say we, the way it was taught in Tarvadas, where I learned, and it's basically passed down from the decades of the learning of Hassan, is that we're Noyig Lamed and Lamed Aleph. I told you right away, there are those who are Noyig Lamed and not Lamed Aleph. Lamed, I think everyone's Noyig. The Lamed is the Shach Shita. Lamed Aleph is the Chavaz Da'asa Shita. So the Shach Shita of Lamed, I mean, everybody's Noyig. The Lamed Aleph, there are places that are not Noyig, but half the time you have to be Noyig anyway, because of Yom HaChodesh. So it... it's not that much of a difference. Now, no, in the Ines Azarua, a person could be Mekel, because it's already a Chumrah Agave Chumrah. It's really a triple Chumrah. Because Chibuk and Nishik itself is a Machlaikis. And we had as Beirin why Chibuk and Nishik should be different. Plus, the Azarua is a Chumrah. And then to keep Lamed and Lamed Al also is a Chumrah. So it's like being Yaitzah Kol HaShitas three times around. So there's no chiyuv to be naik such a thing. Now,
Dain itself.
So he said you should because of the Shach and Taz, who said either Machmer Tov Lev Bracha, the was it Taz Gimel and Shach was it Shach Vav. Shach Vav said Miu Nira Machmer Tov Lev Bracha, and the Taz brought that it's also Mikra Adin. Yeah. Okay. A woman every month who's not kavua keeps, as I said, lamed lamed aleph. Also, the yom haflaga. Her last interval, she keeps the next month, Hashem Tikva. If that last interval was 30 or 31, it doesn't add a chumrah. Let's say the last interval was the 25th day. So this month she keeps 25, 30, and 31. Let's say last month it was 29. So now you would have a woman who's aser 72 straight hours. The 29th day at Siyai Maflaga, the last interval. Lamed Lamed Aleph at Siyai Nebenedis. It would come out, you would have a case where a woman is aser. What?
28 she was Chayish. 29 she saw, is it?
I mean, last month she saw 29. So now the new month that's now starting, we're going to be chayshish for 29. If she'll see 29, so then it won't matter. If she saw by day, 23 means the day, and the previous night.
the day of 23 is the
Yafipoyer. Yeah. Right. So, and if it would be not, the 23, there is a Tati Machlek. The Tzirif of the different Machleks. You only have the Nesezra. It's true. The Fibu Finisha 23, the way I was Mitzadid is not so Nagea, but it's hard to say. Even Stam, there is a Ruah plus. It's a chibuk and nishuk, naro poshtei, whatever a person learns is good. Now, there are two other names in this sugya that are important. One more important, one less important. Start with the less important. Chasham, I don't mean to begin, it's covered. But there's a crazy place, is Shita. Crazy place, Shita was not so well known. Until the Badei HaShulchan, he brought Rayas, and he wants to be matzik, the crazy place. I'll tell you the crazy place is Shita, and I'll explain to you why there's no real nafkamina in Halacha, whether you understand what I'm about to say or not. The crazy place is a version of the Arzurua. The Arzurua said, now you have the Oida that's Aser, plus 12 hours previously. Kresi Uplesi says, you have the Oina you see, the 12 hours you add are not the 12 hours previously necessarily, they're the same Yiddish calendar day. The Jewish day in the calendar is night and then day. So it's the same calendar day. That's a Kresi Uplesi. What does that mean? Let's see. Either she saw by day, she saw by night. If she saw by day, comes the 30th day, then Darzaru and the crazy place is exactly the same thing. Right? They both say Ya'asa the previous night. Darzaru says it because of Aina Samach Levesta, the previous 12 hours. Crazy place he says it because he says it should Asa the whole calendar day. Same thing. What's the whole nafkamina? She saw by night. If she saw by night, so now comes next month, comes that day. So loita Darzarua, we add the 12 previous hours, the previous day. Like the crazy place, we add the next 12 hours, the next day. So the whole nafkamina is, which 12 hours do we add when she saw by night? Now since typically we don't do tashmish by day anyway, tashmish shamita is by night anyway, so there's really not much of a nafkamina, because the crazy place is Shita is saying that the next 12 hours, or as the Rosh said, the previous 12 hours, when you saw by night, and Grace Billy says it should be the following 12 hours. Not a big nafkamina, because in Hilchis Tznius it says not to be boiled by day, in a typical case. And therefore, the crazy place is Chumrah, is not that much of a nafkamina.
What about touching, what about handling things?
So I said, the Chumrah, on a Chumrah ta'asa, harchokis you never have to ta'asa. Even Chibuk and Nishuk, where it says a machmir tovel of bracha, you don't have to be machmir in this extra ayin. If someone wants to, they can't say there's no inyan, but there's no obligation.
Extends to the next
day, meaning from sunrise to sunset.
During the day, the next month.
Right, that only extends to the previous night. Right, crazy place. He says the calendar day, which is the previous.
Okay. When the Balei Shulchan is matzik, the crazy place is it at to the exclusion of the Azirah or in addition to the Azirah?
You have to look what he says. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think he's trying to be
makeup
on the
Azirah. I'm not sure. All right, the third Shita is the Shita Savi Yosef. We're going to learn now inside Shach Zayin, which is the Shita of the Avi Yosef. This is a Kloliistic Shita Negeah to many places in the Torah, but Avi Yosef himself said it here. The Avi Yosef Shita is going to be what seems to be a overwhelmingly logical shita. And let me just tell you before we read it inside, the Avi Yosef time is the following.
Is he a Rishon or not?
He's a Rishon. B'shias, of course, Avi Yosef. He's Agos HaShri. There's many Agos HaShri out of the Avi Yosef. Now, the fact that when a woman expects to see, whether it's Kavua, Eina Kavua, and it's the Eina Benis, whatever day we're being Chayshish for, what we say is she saw by day, she's also by day. Why is she also by day? She might see any time during this day. Now, today, it's January. Sunrise is about 7 in the morning. Sunset is 5. The day is 10 hours long. So we say for 10 hours, we're chayshu shel see. So it'll come June. The day will be 14 hours long. We say we're chayshu 14 hours shel see. So Aviyasa says that's not misnaver. If we have to be chayshu, a woman will see. What does it have to do with how long the day is? We should say, if you say you're chayshu for an ayna is 12 hours. It shouldn't matter if it's in Tammuz or if it's in Teves. What's the difference? So Aviyasov's shita will be that when we make zmanim, the zmanim should not depend on sunrise and sunset. The zmanim should be consistent. Now let's see inside. The Shach brings the Aviyasov. We'll see. It's a good question. Let's learn the Shach, and then we'll see. The Shach paskins like the Aviyasov shita. The Taz, the Beis and the Taz don't. Let's see inside. I say ayay. Kosav agos maimini b'shem avi yosef. V'kama oina yoymai laila v'yamit nisim v'tishrei. The oina, now I'm not talking about the Arzarua. He never heard of the Arzarua. We're talking about the Iker oina, that she's Aser. It's a day or night, as you find, in Nisan and Tishrei. V'chatsi yoym, chatsi laila v'yamit amos v'tevis. Now he doesn't mean you're Aser half the day, half the night. He means in a time period of 12 hours. 12 hours is half the day, half the night. Akam l'shaynei. U'beis Yosef tocha devarav. The Beis Yosef knocks him down. Me'ach shapayskim le'yizkiru. V'gam l'shna d'shas ma'ashru d'loy kofid el ala yoymei alayla. Loy ala shoyz. And therefore the Beis Yosef argues. He doesn't have a kash on him. He just says, dimas hapayskim is not that way. V'amadani melech, that's the Madani melech is the Taisis Yamtif. Perakama denida, v'abach, isigu alav, the divrei ariv yosef nechaynim. So we have here the Madani melech, the bach, and the shach, who paskin like the avi yosef. Umuvor bishas, they say it's a gemara perakatinaikis, that kind of divreiim. Chematzasi beravon, simin shiyut ches kavi yosef. He says a chiddush. The paiskim don't mention him. It's no raya. The stam yoim, the stam laila mayri. He holds, the shach argues that stam yoim, stam laila is 12 hours. V'nochi nami, because tamas v'tevis, yishach shay shoyis. What's the next word? Okay, the word zmani yois here, the Sidri Tara says, is a mistake. It should say shoyis shavais. It changes the girsa to shoyis shavais. I thought yours would have shavas. You have the newfangled ones. What? Oh, by you, you have it. Okay, the new Shulchan Aruch did change it. He says, Yeshlash Shoy Shavas. He says it's supposed to be Shoy Shavas, meaning not Shoy Zmanias. Ukai Gavno Metsinu, listen to this. Bekama Duchti Bishasu Paiskim. Kagoyli Yakriya Shema. Barachayim Reisiminun Ches. You ever heard such things? About Kriya Shema is totally. In Shoy Shavais, he says, and I'll get back to it later. Ulin Yechomis Berav Pesach, Baruch Haim Simukov Tuf Mem Gimel. Ulin Yechishav Tkufis. And the Gabi Cheshbening, the seasons, the Tkufis, not Tkufis, is Pashit. Because Cheshbening, one second, Cheshbening Tkufis has nothing to do with the sun and the moon. It has to do with the 91 days, the seasons. Ukagav the Tuvi. And therefore, now he goes on to the Arzurah. So the Shach, let me just explain what he's saying. The Shach is saying, we'll talk about Kriya Shema later. The Shach is saying, Davi Yosef is right. When we say day and night, Stoma, the Beis Yosef says day and night means Shoizmani Yosef. No, Stoma Zayim means 12-hour period. And Davi Yosef is right, it should be a 12-hour period. Now, the Taz says, what 12-hour period are you talking about? Which 12 hours? The Rav Yosef is saying something logical. You chayshish yisua, so you should be chayshish 12 hours. So if you're talking logically, so if she saw noon, so it makes sense. 12 hours earlier, 12 hours later. What happens if she saw a minute before Shkia? The Mechaber said beferish that even if she sees a minute before Shkia, she's also that day. Fractal Taz, according to Rav Yosef, whenever she sees, to 6 hours before, 6 hours later. We never heard of such a thing that every time you have to write what she saw and do 6 hours earlier, 6 hours later. The Taz says that the logic of the Avi Yosef to try to make a strict calculation, the Shach Pastor is like the Avi Yosef. The Taz who argues has this taina. He tainas that if you can start calculating the likelihood of her seeing, well, what are you going with 12 hours? You should be more case, you should get more complicated. And the Kudus HaKesef, he says, Chazal didn't want to make it that complicated. They asked the Yom or the Laila, but to even out the Yomim, we know in New York, the average day in New York is from 4 minutes to six. To 4 minutes to six. That's the day of Tkufas Nisav Tishrei. So the day, that's a day that's from 5 to 6 to 5 to 6. And each place has its own exactly what it is. So to Shach, we go with such a cheshbon.
So 4 minutes before she saw 10 to 6.
So whenever she saw that day is aser, if it's day, that night is aser, if it's night. We just round out the edges of the day and night to make them be at least 12 hour period. Like the Avi Yosef. This is the Shitas HaShach.
You're not adding either 6 hours before or after. You're making it a 12-hour.
Not 6 hours. You're taking that day,
and
if it's a 10-hour day, you're adding an hour before, an hour after. It's 11-hour day, you're 30 minutes before, 30 minutes after. That's the Avi Yosef. We're not making like the Avi Yosef. Sorry, this Hilchus is neither. We're not making like any Das Yachid. We had once a Shach said, Hilchus neither. We try to be a Kolash Shitas. Come back, Kolash. It's a good question. I want to talk about it. I'll get to it in a second. But first, I just want everyone to understand, this is Shitas Avi Yosef, and among the Paiskim, there's a list on each side to be Machmir and Mekel. It's very hard to be Mekel. It's very hard to be Machmir. You have here the Madani Melech, the Bach, the Shach, the Chochmas Adam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Five, the Gedalei HaPaiskim that say to be Machmir. On the other side, you have the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah for Mishnika, and the Taz, and the Sidri Tara, the Teres HaShlomim, the Aruch HaShulchan, or HaMekel. So it's a list on each side. Now, why we never learned this, Atzchasen, is probably because it's not that much a Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? It's the winter. Today's sunset is 5 o'clock. So let's say today's a day that's Aser. What is the Avi Yosef Schumra? To add that it's Aser, Tashmish is Aser until 6 o'clock. It's not so much a time of Tashmish in the first place that it's such a nafkamina ledina. Truth is, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Arachayim, lo yibol b'tchilas halayla, that tchilas halayla is a time when you hear voices, you hear people walking around, so it's not a good time anyway, it's not a quiet time, so even though today we have homes where it is quiet, but the whole Avi Yosef Shita is a small nafkamina ledina. And Hayais, it's a big machlek, it's a paiskim. So that's probably why most of us have never heard of this chumrah. And when I learned with Chasanim, there was a certain chumrah, Beis Meir's chumrah, we'll get to. I asked Rapam whether I should tell it to Chasanim. He said, you tell him whatever's Megadin. He'll become a Talmid Chacham, he'll learn Yeridei, he'll come to that. So then he'll decide if he wants to be Machmer. So I'll tell you about Avi Yosef. So you're becoming Talmid Chacham, you're sitting down learning inside. So you want to be Machmer Avi Yosef. So far, it's not such a big nafkamina. Now here, I want to what? Well, that's the next sif is Ben Ashrushes.
When you mark the calendar,
we'll get to it. There's nothing with marking the calendar. You mark the calendar when she saw. Whenever she saw, you mark. Oh, you mean if she sees after 5 before yeah. 6? Okay, one second. I want to get to that. That's what I was asking. All right, anyway, this is the Shitas Avi Yosef. Now, Avi Yosef has ramifications. Remind me to come back to Zman Kriya Shema, something very interesting. But first, Hilchos Nida. In Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, there's a Ramah who talks about a Shaila that is more Negea LaHalacha, in Sif Aleph, Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Aleph. If someone makes an early Shabbos, and she forgot to do a Hefsek Tara, a woman, when she starts counting the Shiva Nekiyim, has to do a Hefsek Tara, a Bedika, and a Maich. And it happens, especially Erev Shabbos, the day gets hectic. She forgot to do a Hefsek Tara. Now, if it's night already, it's too late. She loses a day, she'll do a Hefsek Tara the next day. But it's not night. But she was Makabel Shabbos early. She made an early Shabbos. The question is, when she makes an early Shabbos, whether we have to, whether she could still do a Hefsek Tara for Friday. She'll go to the mikveh next Friday. So the Ramah says that if you make an early Shabbos, there's nothing to do with Hilchos Nida. You can still make Hefsek Tara. It doesn't matter, because in Hilchos Nida has to do with nightfall. Has to do with day and night. And it's still day. It's still day out. It's not night out. And therefore, even if you made an early Shabbos, he says, even if the whole city made an early Shabbos, it's Sichah Shabbos, nevertheless, you're allowed to do that's the way we pass it.
So the seven okay.
The Shach, let me finish first. The Shach brings that his father, Shach doesn't often quote his father, the Shach of Kuf Tzadik Vos of Katan Dalet says, Avi Mayrizal, like Kosov came B'tshuva, he holds that in Mispala, he Arvis, Ein Lahokal Afilu B'diyev. And if she was Makabel Shabbos, that Ein Lahokal, that you can't be Makel. And then he says that you have a tziruf here. And he says, "Kishayoyim godel kol kach, chashvinon yoyim v'layla shavik." But she cost this after leil, so mukum feidalis of cutting his eye. He has another taina. Listen to the taina. Loita aviyasaf. When do we make early Shabbos? Not in the winter, in the summer. We make early Shabbos. So the Shach time is, I have another reason you can't do a Hefsek Tara. Let's say sunset is 8:30. So Yom HaKabbal Shabbos is 7:15. A lot of 7 o'clock. Minyanim, you have Mincha at 7. And you come HaKabbal Shabbos 7:15, 7:30. So our Shaila is, between 7:30 when you HaKabbal Shabbos and 8:30 when it's night, could you do a Hefsek Tara? So Ramos says yes. And the Shach's father says no. Dr. Shach, I have a tziruf lahachmi. According to Avi Yosef, he says that everything should go by the average day of Yomei Nisav and Yomei Tishrei. So according to him, you go by 12-hour days, that hour anyway is the next night, as far as these 12-hour cheshbonos are concerned. So Memela, he says, I have a tziruf of Avi Yosef, to Paskin, like my father, to be Mach.
Was that due to Friday night?
This is what he
every
says.
Night.
So it should be every night. Every night, there shouldn't be Hefsek Tara. So with a tziruf of a Shaila here on Shabbos, he comes to be Mach.
He doesn't just lengthen.
What?
He doesn't
shorten it, because here would be a cooler, that's why.
Okay.
The truth is that all the Achrayim, even those Achrayim that Paskin like Avi Yosef here, by Chayshish for an Aina, the Chachmas Adam does not paskin like Avi Yosef there. It would make, if we held Avi Yosef across the board, it would be very complicated. Let's say today sunset is 5 o'clock, right? Literally 5 o'clock. Right? Tonight, exactly 5 o'clock, I think is sunset, or 4:59. They have their computers, they're going to look it up. But, so let's say it's 4:59, let's assume 5 o'clock. So you have a woman today who sees Dam at 5 to 5. She goes to her calendar, she marks the day. By next month, 5 to 5 is going to be night. Light Aviyasa, by next it's going to be day. So now, if you just say, without Aviyasa, you just say you go by day, you go by night, there's no Cheshbainis, Rishoy, Shavish, Shavish, Mani, there's no such thing. So it's easy. That's the way we paskin. If it's day, you chayshish for day. If it's night, you chayshish for night. No hour cheshbainis. Here, it's going to suddenly become complicated. The truth is, it's not so complicated. Now it would be more complicated when the clock's going the other way. When she sees 5 o'clock and it's night. And next month it's day. Or, better yet, she sees between 5 and 6. What is she going to do? Like Avi Yosef, it's day. According to the sun, it's night. How are you going to be chayshish? If you're going to start taking the Avi Yosef to all the cases, it's going to become a very complicated cheshbin as far as how to make cheshbinis. So my understanding is that we chayshish for the Avi Yosef in this gezeira de Rabbanon. Rabbanon will geyser oyna samach levesta. Avi Yosef holds this is the cheshbin of the gezeira. As far as everything else being kaveh aveset and all these things, the Avi Yosef is not brought except by that shach. Who I can't say about the Shach, he had the Gias to be Mastik his father's Shita. Can't say such things about the Shach, but still. Maybe he had the gears to be, you know, to mastic his father's shita. I don't know. Because nobody is masking with him. Even those who are masking him here, they're not masking. No, Davi Yosef is only by Ona Samach Levesta and not by other things.
We have a major problem with Davi Yosef because if you have an early child who's fighting, you do this 12 hours, and if she forgot, according to the Davi Yosef, you're able to go check yourself between 5 and 6 after she light the candles.
It would be a kula, you mean? Yes. It would be a kula, according to that, when Shabbos, when sunset is early, it will be a kula. So I tell you, no one's making like Davi Yosef. Davi Yosef is a das yachid that we bring l'chumra.
Yes, okay.
So I'm telling you is that Davi Yosef is really only by the drabanan. Besides the Shach Shita and the Chachmas Sadam, those others who pass like Davi Yosef, it's in the Chumra of Ayna Samach Levesta. Davi Yosef holds it was a 12-hour Chumra, and it was not. That's what seems to be the way they hold, not the way the Shach holds. Now here, Lagabi Kriya Shema. So I want to tell you something very interesting. The Chassidim, as you know, are not so makbid on Zman Kriya Shema and Zman Tefillah. They're not so makbid. How you talking? There are a few tshuvas to be matztik, the minig of the chassidim, especially Shabbos morning, they daven late. So they're matztik it based on this shach. And it's also Pnei Yeshua and the Kodesh Sachra in the shach and the this shach and the Pnei Yeshua taina. Then why should Zman Kriya Shema be tali in Shai's Manios? What's Kriya Shema? Zman Shchiva, Zman Kima, the time people wake up. So, right, the sign in front of Shul said 9:04, says Zman Kriya Shema. Next week, it's going to say, let's say 9:06. So you think people wake up 2 minutes later next week because sunrise and sunset changed? Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima are constant, and therefore it should depend on Yom Nisan Tishrei. It should be a constant Zman, and Zman Kriya Shema should be Shoy Shavais. And they taina that the whole idea of Shoy Zmanios, Zman Kriya Shema, is not in the Gemara. It starts from the Rambam. The Rambam held that way. But the whole world don't get Ungenomen like the Rambam in this Prat. So they tell you that Mechatesi. Now, what's interesting is, and I have here in front of me the Chuvas Michas Alaza, who's Matzdik, the Minig of the Chassidim, that they daven late. Now, it's interesting, when he says the Matzdik, they daven late, how late? It says, Mashanoyegim Achassidim, Vanchi Maisa, Lismach Lekroy Kriyashma, At Shas Nine Azeger. That means Shoy Shavuos, 6 o'clock is 6 to 6. Yeah. So they're done very late. They get to Kriya Shema, and it gets so late, right before 9 o'clock. So he says, Al Pi Adeyos, Shashoy Shavuos, Kinira Me Azoyar. He brings the Zoyar, Zman Shashoy Shavuos, V'Kein Kosev B'Nekudas HaKesef, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, D'Mai Damirin B'Shas U'Pais Givesta, Imu B'Yoy Pirish Mimena Kolois Yaim. Myri rak b'shoy shavay sayayim yud bay shoy sloilam bay bekayit bay bechayrif. So he brings here, it's a very interesting tshuva about the Avi Yosef, that there's an idea that everything is such a shita shoy shavays, and therefore it's 9 o'clock. So I don't know. It's funny because no, they don't daven by 9 o'clock. Tell you the yeshivalite don't daven by 9 o'clock. It's a very strange thing. I mean, so they're being matzik based on this shita, but this shita of a Ganesh Elfin.
It makes sense that he's saying, because he's talking about the Magen Avraham Zman anyway.
He's talking about the early Zman in the first place. Yeah.
All right. They make it by 9 o'clock.
Okay. So at any rate, this is the Avi Yosef shita, and let's move on to the Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Beis. What, the 6 hours? Shoy's money, yes. Okay, I don't remember that. Okay. So by night, if it's a long night, I guess. Ramosha, that's something else. Ramosha held, he writes, it's Kabbalah Biyadi from his father, the Chatzais is always, New York is always 12:56, we change the clock 11:56. But that is not based on this Avi Yosef. It's based on something totally different. And Ramosha is not a Das Yachid in this. Noon is an astronomical fact. Noon is not a mathematical fact. today, when we want to figure chatzais, we take sunrise and sunset, or alois and nays, and we cheshbin exactly what's smack in the middle. That's because we don't look at the sky, we don't look at the sun, we look at clocks. You should know that in the northern hemisphere, where we live, Eretz Yisrael is located, every morning the sun comes up in the east, comes up in the east in the southern hemisphere too, but it comes up in the east, and it travels in the southern sky. It travels in an arc, that's east. You look at the sun, or you look at the moon. It always comes up on East 22nd Street, assuming you're here. It comes up across the street every morning, travels in a southern arc, and sets in the west. That's why an architect builds a house, the windows, you want to have what they call southern exposure. Southern exposure is you should have windows where the sun comes. You make windows to the north, you don't get any sunlight. The sun is never in the northern sky. The sun is always that's why it's called Darim. Darim and Saf. And Darim, here is where Raim, where the sun is Darim. Safain is Safun is hidden, like Tafi Kaiman. The northern sky is hidden from the sun. Mizrach is Zarach, where it comes up. Marav is where it sets. So the sun and the moon. I tell people when you go out for Kiddush Levana, you go out, people look all over the sky. So I mentioned here in Shul, if you go out, there's a man named Picker who lives across the other side of Avenue S. If you go outside and you look for the moon over Picker's house, you're showing you're an Amoritz. The moon is never in the northern sky. The moon travels basically in the same swath of sky as the sun. And it's always, it could be due east, due west. Slowly it goes over the southern sky, depending on the tilt of the earth in the winter or the summer, on the angle. Noon, chatzais yaim, has nothing to do with the Abi Yosef. It's an astronomical fact that the sun is hoylech al adarim, v'sayviv al atzafim. The first half of the day it goes towards the south, second half of the day it goes back towards the middle, northern and northern direction. When it reaches its southernmost point, that's chatzais. And that's always, in our area, always 11:56 in daylight savings time and 12:56 in regular time. Has nothing to do with the Avi Yosef Shita. It's just that it's an astronomical fact, and Ramesh is not a Das Yochid in this. Happens to be our calendars are based on mathematical calculations, which is usually a Chumrah. Sometimes a Kula, and it's not 100% the way it should be. What? 11:56 standard time and 12:56 savings time.
Right? That's the whole year round.
The whole year round. That's chatzais, and year half an hour to chatzais is my mincha.
But was it suddenly point the whole year round?
There are times where the calendar says my mincha 12:15. So you want to be same? It can be same. There are places go all that way. But it's a mathematical calculation, but really, it should never be before 12:26. This man.
Even when
yeah, because there are many places who say like Ramosha in this though. He's not a Das Yachid. There's a Sefer Me'adim. There's in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Yid, Rabbi Sroya Dovlitsky, I think his name is, who's a big Yadin in the astronomical things. He has a letter. It's printed in the Yisrael Azmanim about the Amaratus of Chatzais. That the Pashtus is like Ramosha says. Not Ramosha's Chiddush. Yeshi Kabbalah Me'avi. It's and I'd like to move on to the Ramah. Okay, whatever. The Gemara says not that way. Whenever the Gemara talks about Chatzais, it's clear in the Gemara, it's astronomical. It says, Michiyantu Tzlolei Erev, from when the shadows start to tilt the other way. I'm talking about Michigdal, the half hour after Chatzais. Yes. The half hour depends on Shai's Manias. The 30 minutes. Okay, the Mishavura passed us that way, which I tell you. Okay. It's not always the midpoint. No? It's always around there, 50 minutes give or take. It's not always precisely. We'll give a share in astronomy a different time, but let's get back. Let's learn the Ramah, please, in the end of Siv Beis. Cholze, Rabbi said. Right, the first line and a half of the Ramah are easy. The second half of this Ramah, the Achroinim fight with each other to understand Pshat. Chozale Maria Bevest Hatoli Biyamim, Avalei Bevest Hatoli Bishini Aguf. We're going to learn later. I come on, could pay test. There are women whose vest is not totally in the calendar, but it's totally in physical symptoms, and we'll get to that. Now, V'isha. These two lines of the Ramah are interpreted a host of ways. The Shach, the Chavos Das, and the Yehuda. It's a little complicated. Try to focus on the words, and we'll see. To go through all the sheet, this is difficult. Let's start. Isha Shamishan is Vesta. A woman has a vest kavua. And she's changing her vest, lahagdim beza gimel yamim. She's seeing 2 or 3 days earlier. So let's pick an example. She's kavua, she sees the 35th day every month. Now she's starting to see the 33rd day, the 32nd day, beza gimel yamim earlier. Oy laacher, or 2 or 3 days later. Kshemikiyas man vesta, tsarach lifresh mimena, beza gimel yamim kaidem ayachrav. Now, she not only has to keep her vest kavua, again, you have to put your mind, your thinking, into a woman who's kavua. She sees the same day every month. So now, she saw on the 35th day, kavua. Now she's mishana beza gimel yamim. So next month, she's chayshish for kvias. She's also chayshish for beza gimel yamim. So the shach here says, in Tess, he says, I ain't could pay Tess until Allah give mash ksafti bezeh. The Shach's Pshat in the Ramah is easy enough. A woman is Kavua. She's Mishane once. Let's say you have a woman who sees every 35th day. Bang, this month she saw the 32nd day. Next month she has to be Chayshish Vakthias for the 35th day. Because a woman is Kavua, is Chayshish Vakthias until she breaks it through 3 consecutive times. Plus, she's chayshish for the new haflaga, for the new 32nd day. From the 32nd day, she counts 35 days. And 32 days, she's chayshish for both. That's the finish. Not only the Beinonis. She's a kavua. A kavua is chayshish just for her number. Plus, maybe what she changed to will suddenly now become a kviyas. It's chayshish 35 and 32. That's the shas pshat, easy pshat, fits the words. The kasha that everybody is on this shach is that this is a machaber later in Kufay Tes. This is not a chiddush. This is the chiddush of this Ramah, Mishana Beza Gimel Yamin. It's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch later. So everyone is unhappy with the shach. The Sidrei Taran, the Chavos Das, and the Adi Yehuda, and they have new pshatim. It's interesting, Ramesha in a tshuva in Yeredei Chelek Beis, tshuva Samal Zayin, he goes through all the shitas on this Ramah. He has a nice teretz for the taina against the shach, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch's example later about a woman who changes is a woman who's kavua for 35, and 1 month she sees 38 later, so now she's chayshish for 35 and 38. So Zokter Meisha, maybe that's only when she's mishana to something new. Here you have a woman, she sees 35. She was Mishana Beza Gimel Yamin. Why Beza Gimel Yamin? Because women who bleed usually bleed for 3-4 days. She's Kavua for 35. This month she saw 32. But on the 35th day she was also bleeding. So you might think such a woman, she's Kavua for 35. So let's just stick with 35 and ignore the 32. Because she did see on the day of Akvias. So that's what the Ramah is hearing. There's a Chiddush that she's Chayshish for both. This is how Ramosha explains this Ramah, and it's still shver what the Ramah is doing here in Kufay Dalet, if that's what he meant. It's a bit of a problem, but anyway, that's a teretz on the Shach. Now, it's talking about after or before, but it's more than Beza Gimel Yamim, and that should not do. Let's look at Pischei Tshuva, who brings...
30 and 31.
What? No, there's no. When a woman is kavua, she doesn't have to keep 30, 31. That's just the average.
He says because
I
have 32 and 35.
Okay. That what? No, but we're going to say that the earlier was the abnormal, and what she saw on 35 was the normal. Anyway, this is the Shach's pshat. Our Pischei Tshuva Ches brings the Nida Bihuda and the Chavos Das. Let me just mention a little bit. This is not, the truth is not so negeya, because the other pshatim that are here. Let me just speak them out. Again, if you want, you'll look inside. The Chavis Das learns that we're not talking about an Isha's Kavua. We're talking about a woman. It's really what Ramesh is playing the Shach plus. The Chavis Das Shita is that if a woman sees on, let's say, the 30th day twice, and then the 29th flowing into the 30th, that will chayshish for a kthias of 30. She only had 2 times 30. But if the third time it was a beza gimel yamim earlier and it flows into the 30th day, that makes a kthias. That's the Chavis Das Shita, it's based on a Gemara. And again, it's not so negay. Somebody in the Kailul, Rosh Kailul, asked Rabbi Yosha many years ago, we're learning Nida, about the Chavis Das. He said the Chavis Das is if it's one flow straight into. Today the women don't start seeing that day. They see, they start spotting, they see, and then eventually it develops a flow. And therefore, Rabbi Yosha held that this is not. Not so negay anyway, but it's not. I understand. We're going to have, the truth is we pass like the Rosh, that we're kaveh based on Tchilas Riyasa, not on, but then we say that it was, his Lashon is, it was a Tosefes Dami, but it wasn't the Ikavest. Okay, be that as it may, it's a rabbi, I'd like to get to Sif Gimel, so I'm going to pass on the other Pshat, Maramokam Anilach, and Sif Gimel is very negay. I'm sorry, Sif Dalit is very negay. We're going to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a simple Sif. But Medivar Mamurim B'Gedayla. Everything we talked about now is a Gedayla of a Ketana, Shalai Yigia Limei Nurim, a Ketana who's not 12, and Lo Yivia Simonim, and she doesn't have Shtei Saris. Eighth, or it really means Oi, or she didn't see Shtei Saris. That's what the Shach and Tas say. That it means, or she didn't see Shach Yud Aleph. Lo Yivia Vav Mechalekasi Klaima Oi. Okay, so either she's not 12, or she is 12, she doesn't have simanim. Ain't sarach lifrei samach levesta. She bleeds 1 month. We don't say she's regular, and she doesn't have to be pyrus samach levesta. Kol zman shalai kava gimel pamim. But yes, it's not shchiach, at least in our circles, that the ketanim get married, that the children get married when the ketanis, and therefore this is not so negeya. There is a machlaik ishach and taz later. In the Dinam of Kfiyas Vesta, if this is true by a Ketana, even if she's Kaveh Vest 3 times, that also we're not Chayshish. As long as she's not a Gedayla, and she's not Hevish Tesaris, that we're not Chayshish. At any rate, that's not so Negeya. But the end of the Simon, V'wadin Lezakeina, Shinestako Demeha, that is Negeya. A woman gets older, she goes through menopause, and the question is when she has to stop being chayshish for a vesa. She starts spotting here and there. When she doesn't see it all, so obviously there's nothing to be chayshish for. But the in-between stage, when it gets very complicated, so you have to know that there's no transitional stage in halacha. A woman is chayshish for the halacha until she's a mesulekas damim. It's black and white. There's a period when she still sees, she has to be chayshish for everything. And then there are guidelines when she becomes a zakena, officially an old lady, and at that, they'll tell her, and at that point she doesn't have to be chayshish. Now to become a zakena, what does a woman merit to be a zakena? So we have later in Simukuf Peites, a Sif Chav Ches, very interesting, the Geder is, she needs 2 conditions to be satisfied. She has to be Poska Tzadik Yaim, she has to not see Dam for 90 consecutive days. And it has to be Ru'uya L'Kroisa Ima. That she doesn't mind when people call now Ima today, Ima is every mother. It means when they start calling her a phrase that means old lady. So what is old lady? So I would say Safta or Bubi. But today, you know, they're very happy. Young people are called Bubi. Everyone's convinced that everyone's still young, right? Right, everyone's young. The young just has a transitional, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. In my day, if you had gray hair, you were old. That's what I remember. No, today young people have gray hair. Right in the center. So at any rate, it's ruya lekraisa ima. It's very hard to say today what that is. So the amakiris that that the age of some 67 years old is zikr included. Now it could be quite a bit earlier than that, but that number is mentioned by Paiskin, 67. But you need also she's paskal erais tzaddik yai. Then she has a din of zakena. She's considered a mesulekas damim, and that's that. And then she no longer has to be chayshish for the calendar. You throw out the calendar, and that's that. Samazayin, it says, yeah, 67 is very old. I know, much earlier. I know what should I tell you. I'm just telling you the number for Raila Kreisa Ima. That's the example mentioned in Paiskin.
So,
according to Arizal. Yeah, it's true. According to the halacha is you have to stand up for someone when he's 70. Someone walks in the room and he's 70, you have to stand up. The minig is not, I don't know why. A piariza when they turn 60. There's already, it's already higia lezikrim. So, alright. At any rate, this is the din of zakena. Sif dal is an important sif. It doesn't change anything. Doesn't matter, she has to keep account. Okay, you'll come home depending on your age. You'll tell your wife you're in good news today. Till 67 you may not be old. Some of you can't do that, but at least most of us can. Okay, Sif Dalin Imregila Lirites Vahane Tachama V'loi Kimlon Shapir Ikaidem Ane Tachama Ayachrav. This is Kama. A woman sifted out. The woman is not sure when she saw dam. It's a common thing. Because women don't start, typically most women don't start with a big shefa of dam. And the woman's not sure when she started to see dam. Was it by day? Was it by night? Or in the evening? Was it by the previous day, the next night? What do you do on the calendar when a woman is unsure? We'll talk about Bein HaShemosh separately. The Mechaber doesn't talk about Eshmaz. He's talking about she normally sees, she's kavua to see after sunrise, but she's not sure. She's kavua to see around sunrise, she's not sure before sunrise or after sunrise. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. Now, before I get to the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim all bring from here, the Chavis Das here in Sifkat Nehei Barichos, Pischei Tshuva Yud, they bring, when does day start? When is day? Alaysa Shachar is day. Today's sunrise was 7:15. Many people daven before 7:15. Day, Mishnah Megillah, day starts from Alaysa Shachar. From Alaysa Shachar, you could be Yitz Lulav, you could be Yitz Shaifer. Well, Chatchili is supposed to wait till Nates. Nates was 7:15. Alaysa Shachar is earlier. The Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is 72 minutes earlier. Is Alays. That's day. What's going on here? The Mechaber says it's totally in sunrise. What does it do with sunrise? So the place can bring from here that the vesest of a woman, which is a physical a tendency to see at a certain time, does not depend on Alayis HaShachar. It depends on Shkiyas HaChama and Neitz HaChama. It depends on sunrise and sunset. That is what is Kaveya this man. Look at Pischei Tshuva Yud. I bear hatev, the bottom line Pischei Tshuva. I bear hatev, Bashkaz of Hashem Hashach. Uloi Kimlon and Kaidim Lai 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 Lai. Ratzalaymer. I Kaidim Shkia Sachama. I Laacher Shkia. The Leinye Vestais, Hashvina, Mishkia Sachama, Atsei Sachama. Leinye Vestais, we count from Shkia and Seis. Bechain, May Alois Hashachar, Ara, Neitzachama, Laila. Chavez Das. From the time of Alois HaShachar until Nates, the Chavis Das paskins that that's considered night, legabe the vesas of the Isha. And Chavis Das is not a Das Yachid. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says here in Kuf Pei Dalet, he has no chasnida, he says whatever you hold by Shkia or Benu Tamzman, he says that Vestais Atoli and Shkia Sachama. That's what he says. What?
This
one thing has nothing to do with the other. How do we reconcile davening Shachris before Nates and counting Vestais after Nates? The answer is that there's day and night in Halacha, and the Teva of the Gufa Isha, however, works in Shemayim, is totally in sunrise and sunset. So that's the way, that's the Teva of the woman.
Yeah.
Ad neitz is night. From shkia till tzeis, and from alois till neitz is night. Not like this. Not like the Avi Yosef, right? All right. So this is his halacha. Now the question is: once we accept that, it's totally in sunrise and sunset. If a woman is besupik, if she saw by day or by night, I should tell you, by the way, that of course this is a chiddush, that's totally in sunrise. Mm-hmm. If a woman asks me about alois, seeing between alois and neitz, I tell them to be machmir like both days. The archeil came on this, who hold that it's not necessarily totally in neitz, it's a chiddush. And it's not a big chumra to be chayish. She's been thinking to go with Iker Adin, like says Mechaber in the with neitz. Now, because there are poskim that argue with the Chavos Da'as, it's a chiddush gadol. The Chavos Da'as and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say so. There are others who don't. I don't remember by heart who says differently. I believe the Chochmas Adam says differently. The Lechem is similar, which is the Ketz of Shulchan Aruch, say differently. What should I tell you? If you want, either way. The Shaila here is the Shaila in Lamedus. A woman is not sure she saw by day and by night. What do we do? Why do we say she saw by day? Why would you say Lomdish? You know?
She's
Chesed Tahara. So you looked already.
She had a Chesed Tahara.
All right. I'll tell you what I would say, and then we'll see what's true. I would have said, I learned yeshiva. We learned yeshiva Shabsechtis. We know there's something called the Cheskes Haguf. The Cheskes Haguf, we say any change happened the later time. She's Cheskes Haguf. That she's talking, not bleeding, and we don't know when she started. Cheskes Haguf. We say it's later. Let's say someone has a yartzeit shaila. Someone died. They don't know if he died before nightfall or after nightfall. So they have a cheskes chai, and we make yartzeit the later day. That's the way we're night, because there's a cheskes haguf. So the question is here: l'chayra, the reason should be chazaka. That's what I say. Let's see what the Shach and Taz say. And then probably next week we'll get back to the question of Cheskes Haguf. First, the Shach says, which Shach is it? Ein Asur El B'Yayim, Yud Gimel. Ein Asur El B'Yayim, Kivin Devestis Midrabanan, Havalei Safi Drabanan Lekula. Okay, the Shach says, Vestais bin Chayshish is a Drabanan, we pass Kivestis Drabanan, Safi Drabanan Lekula. Shai? Anything wrong with that? So why asel from an earlier time, asel from a later time? That's the Shach's first reason. The Shach's second reason, which is the only reason the Taz brings, you look at Taz Zayin, Elo B'yai, Kivin D'B'yai, Malkapadim Tamei, Talina, Tzkilas HaKilkolon, Gam Kei B'yai. Now what the Taz here means is in Simen Kuf Yod Aleph, in Hilchos Sfeikis, we have a halacha of talina kilkul b'makulka. It's the case of Shulchan Aruch. We have two pots, one with treif for food, one with kosher food. You have two pieces of meat, one is kosher, one is treif, and they fell into the two pots. There's a halacha there that talina na kilkul b'makulka. Now we assume the treif fell into the treif, the kosher fell into the kosher, not in all cases, in many cases. So there's a halacha of talina kilkul b'makulkul. It could be that's what the Taz here means. Others use an expression of ein safik maitzmi de vaday. We don't know if she saw by night. We know she saw by day. So why be talin is man that's a safik, be talin is man that's a vaday. Now these are two reasons that are brought to Shach. Also at the end of, what was I reading, Yud Gimel, brings this lashon also. The Shah's Sabdaban Lakula is next month you're going to be Asa. So why Asa her from the previous day, Asa on the next day? That's true. If she doesn't see, it doesn't matter. She'll be Asa one day or the other. It's likely she'll see. So why Asa her earlier? Chaparai, another day that's Mutter. Right? If she saw her earlier, then the earlier time is Asa. Shole, she doesn't become Asa until the later time. So I'd rather ask her the later time.
The chumrin figuring when she got to mikvah
now. No, all right. Let me explain. Lagabe 5 and 7. There's something you have to know. We're learning here has nothing to do with the 5 and 7. Lagabe counting 5 days for the 7 days. Every month a woman sees, she counts 5 days, and then needs Shiva Nikiyim. Why 5 days? So most Chassanim assume women bleed 5 days, siyasa 5 days. It's a mistake, that's not why. It has to do with a totally different concept called Plita Shiva Zera. A woman who is near Bala, she has Zera in her guf. The Zera comes out, unless she becomes pregnant, so a Masha who stays in. But the Zera comes out. Plita Shiva Zera doesn't make her a neither. But it's not a clean day. For Shiva Nikiyim, it's not considered to be a clean day. And since the 72 hours of Plita Shiva Zera is usually 4 days long, because let's say she had Bia at midnight, 72 hours takes her into the fourth day. So we ask the 4 and 7, before she could count Shiva Nikiyim, we ask her 4 days because of Achshash of Plita Shiva Zera. So why do we ask her a fifth day? We ask her a fifth day because it could happen at Bein HaShmoshes. There could be Sveikis of Yom and Laila. To be Yitzah Sveikis, we have a minig. We always ask her 5 and 7. Not a minig, it's Shulchan Aruch. We ask her always 5 and 7. But the 5 is to be Yitzah Sveikis. If you really have a Suffolk, we're always makel for the 5 and 7. If you're not sure if she started bleeding before nightfall or after nightfall. So we are always going to count 5 from the previous day. Because the whole reason we have a fifth day is for such a echetimtza. That when you have a echetimtza, you don't know when she started, so we ask her 5, so you get 4 no matter what. So the gabi 5 and 7 has nothing to do with this sif. 5 and 7 always were makel when you're mesupik. We're makel for the previous day to start counting the 5 and 7. This sif is talking about gabi the calendar. When you're mesupik, if she saw earlier or later, so we have a halacha psuka, you put on the calendar the later day. We have 2 reasons. One is sabda rabbanan lekula, the shach's first reason. And the second reason is the language is because she vaday saw later, suffix saw earlier, so talina b'makokol, with tola in the kokol. I'm going to leave you with a kasha that I'm going to come back to next week. There's a run in Arvei Pesachim. This is a yediyah, an important yediyah. Everyone passes like this run. The run is talking about Haseba. By the Seder, how many kaisis need Haseba? Anybody know?
Two.
Gemara says, you have to be mesiv by 2 out of the 4 kaisis. Which 2? So Gemara says, Ikadamri kamaisa, Ikadamri basraisa. Some say the first 2 kaisis, some say the last 2. So what do we do? We're machmer all 4. Frek the Ran, Haseba is a drabanan. The whole Arba Kais is a drabanan. Why don't we say Sava drabanan lakula? So Emphat the Ran, it's an important cloud. We don't say Safik drabanan lakula when they're Saiser each other. Here you're going to say the first 2 Kaises, do you need a Haseba? No, Sava drabanan lakula. Last 2 Kaises, you need a Haseba? No, Sava drabanan lakula. So you'll end up being Mekel on this was our Balakula, and this was our Balakula. It's a stira. So what do you do? I would say pick 1. The Rav says, no. We don't say Safik to Rabbanu Lakula when it creates a stira. Be Mekel on these 2, be Mekel on those 2. You can't be Mekel on both of them. Same thing on Purim. You have to hear, you that a Safik Muk of Chaima. Why do you say Safik to Rabbanu Lakula? Safik if they have to lay your Dalit. Safik if they have to lay Tezvav. So you don't have to lay your Dalit. You don't have to like this. We don't say that. Because it will be a tarti disaster. The problem is, with this shach, is that this Savid Rabban Lakula is the same thing. We put on the calendar Tchilas Riyasa, when she starts to see. We don't know if she started to see by day, started to see by night. So up to shach, we're not going to put on the calendar today, Savid Rabban Lakula. So we'll put on the calendar by night. By night is also Savid Rabban Lakula. As if someone says, you know, if I put on the calendar by night, it's going to come out on my anniversary. I'd rather put the day on the calendar and be mutter that night. You know, no such thing. You can say, sorry, about the cool, you pick which one you want. You can't do that. It's not a vada, it's a vada that she's tame. But the calendar gets tchilas riyasa. It's a rush. The rush says that calendar is tchilas riyasa. Tchilas riyasa is either by day or by night. So what kind of sovereign about the cool is this? It's a very difficult shach to understand. The Gros says the same thing, that's Savdar Bar Lakula. So it's a difficult thing to understand why we say Savdar Bar Lakula. It's a stira to this idea, this Yisai. So, Mitzvah Shem, next week, we'll come back here to sit down.